Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hi there, it's Julia Louis-Dreyfus. You may know me from my podcast called Wiser Than Me, where I talk to older women and get their wisdom from the front lines of life. I was amazed by how many people told me our show made them look forward to getting older, which is why I'm here to talk about season 2 of the show. Sally Field, Billie Jean King, Beverly Johnson, Ina Garten, Bonnie Raitt, just to name a few. All hail old women. Wiser Than Me season 2 is out now from Lemonada Media.
The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
Hey everybody, producer Ryan here. The audio on this episode's a little blown out for the first 14 minutes or so, but stick with it, it gets better. Sorry for the poor audio at the top, but please enjoy the show.
Hey everybody, today's episode is brought to you in part by OxyBump. Say goodbye to your sore throat, cold, and allergy woes with the oxygen-powered relief of OxyBump. All natural and unique, only OxyBump harnesses the power of oxygen to treat nasal congestion and sore throat. Somebody just tweeted at me yesterday that it's working for them and it can work for you. Infused with the finest source plant and mineral extracts, OxyBump provides safe, non-addictive relief of congestion, allergies, cold, and sore throat. Available nationwide at Target. Just look for the bright and fun colored boxes in the cough, cold, allergy aisle, or go to OxyBump.com and enter the code DLM20 for 20% off. OxyBump, oxygen powered relief. Today's episode is also brought to you in part by our friends at Squarespace. You've heard me talk about them before. Squarespace is the easiest way to create a beautiful website, blog, or online store for you and your ideas. Squarespace features an elegant interface, beautiful templates, and incredible 24/7 customer support. Try Squarespace at squarespace.com and enter the offer code Doug at checkout to get 10% off. Squarespace, build it beautiful.
Doug hates candy wrappers, screaming baby sticky seeds with 50 acid popcorn kernels in his teeth. There's still not one that he won't see, but Doug loves movies.
Hey, everybody. This looked like the main one. I assumed it would be on. My name is Doug, and I love movies.
This is Doug Loves Movies!
Very good. Some guy wrote to me recently on Twitter and said, hey, you know what? You should get everybody to sing This is Doug Loves Movies to the tune of This is How We Do It. And I wrote back to the guy, that's what they are doing. So that was a fun exchange. But it just gets a little shouty, so it loses a little bit of the melody. But we know it's under there, deep, deep down. We are back, coming to you once again from the Improv in Orlando, Florida. Had a great time the last time I was here, and I'm glad I'm finally back. It's Wednesday, September 9th, 2015. My voice is a little extra shot tonight because I spent today in Harry Potter land. And it fucks up your voice when you spend all day yelling at children.
In one of the lines today, the line for the Incredible Adventure of Harry Potter or whatever that thing's called. Harry Potter and the Forbidden Journey. Yeah. Which they let lots of people take, even though it's a forbidden journey. They let people jump right on. They barely mention it. It's in the fine print. But, someone had told me that they got sick on that ride, and I was kind of surprised because it's, you know, they shake you around a lot, but it's mostly a digital projection, right? Like when you're flying around, you're not really flying around. So I was in line for that ride, and there was the queue, as they call it, was quite empty. So you know how you end up just walking back and forth in all these tunnels that are Harry Potter themed? Well, every few steps there'd be like a painting or a statue or some shit. And at one point I was behind a guy that would just stop and turn and take a picture of every single thing. There's nobody ahead of him, I'm just behind him, and he never once noticed that, like, he was holding me up every time he stopped to take a picture of everything. I started laughing about how he would take a picture of anything. At one point, he didn't take a picture of, like, a suitcase that was just sitting there. I was shocked. It's like, why didn't you get a shot of that sweet bag? Let me see your name tags, Florida. Wow. There's some good ones. What is this?
It's the oil cans.
It's oil cans, and you're dressed up like Naven Johnson in The Jerk. That is really... Is that going to be your... and you have a dog named Shithead. Is that your Halloween costume this year? Like, are you excited that it's already worked out, or... Or did you really do that just special just for this?
Could be Halloween.
Could be Halloween. I think it should be. You got the cans and everything. He hates these cans. Good job, Naven. What's your actual name?
Chris,
all right. Fair enough. Carly Knights instead of Boogie Knights. It's nicely done. Nice poster. Yeah. Jeff to Smoochie. That means your name is Smoochie. Guardians of the Galaxy, I like that. Sandy instead of Wall-E. There's lots of good ones, you guys. Yeah, I'm impressed. There's somebody lighting something up over there, but I still can't tell what it is. It's Lara Croft, right? Tomb Raider?
Tom Raider.
And you're Tom Raider. That sounds like a Republican candidate for something. Vote for Tom Raider. Racing to make America good. Again. All right, well, I've got a prize bag in my hands and a cocktail. So let me get rid of my Tito's and soda for a second so I can tell you guys about what's in the prize bag tonight. This is stuff I brought. All the guests brought some stuff as well, but this is what you're going to get for sure from my end of the bargain. A copy of my CD promotional tool, a copy of a book that... I should have gone to Disneyland today, now that I think about it. But this is a book called The E-Ticket Life by Kyle Burbank, and it's all about his adventures at all the different Disney parks. I'll probably go to Magic Kingdom tomorrow. When I was in Kansas City recently, I did a benefit for roller derby, and they gave me a personalized jersey that I'll never wear. Yeah, it's nice. It's really nice. Like, somebody would actually wear something like this. And they even gave me my own nickname and number. They called me number 420, the Dean of Green. Yeah. Yeah. Fountain City Roller Derby, you guys, in Kansas City, Missouri. Also, a gentleman along the road somewhere gave me a Puffington's golf ball, and it's a fake golf ball that you can put your stash in. I got a gift card for iTunes, a $15 gift card for iTunes, so you could purchase premium episodes of Douglas Movies or the Benson Interruption, or you can get an album by Juice Newton.
This thing, somebody explained to me what it was. I still don't. Oh, I think I get it now. You put this on the side of your golf bag, and it's like a hand towel for your on your golf bag. So that lets a lot of you out. Who here is a really huge stoner who also golfs? Okay, I hope you win the bag tonight, dude. Because you have this, it's from the Mad Dabbler. It's a premier online glass gallery, but they made these for some reason. So you could dry your hands off while you're, after you spit in them while you're rolling up a spliff out on the links. I got a pink wristband that's from the Taylor Swift, her current tour. I draw the line at pink wristbands if it was a different color. And then, I don't even know what this is. I think it's refrigerator magnets or something. But it's some little trinket associated with a movie I enjoy a great deal called The World's End. And yeah, so all of that stuff is up for grabs tonight, you guys. And then my guests all brought stuff as well. Let's get them out here, shall we? Please give a big warm welcome to Chris Crespo, Matt Fernandez, and Esther Koo, everybody. Let's hear it for them.
Hey, Doug.
Hey, that's Matt Fernandez, everybody. Who I can officially call a return guest to the program, but unofficially say not really, because parts of his episode, parts where he was very funny, got lost.
Bullshit.
After a power surge in Tampa, Florida. Tampa, right? Which that's, I just refer to Tampa, Florida as a power surge.
I feel like the episode was too good, and that's, you know,
that's
the internet
happened.
Just wasn't
yeah.
ready.
Yeah, it just, well, it needs to age, or mm-hmm. it needs to, actual copy of it needs to exist. So, so that's a sort of lost episode, so it's great to,
well,
to
thanks for having me back.
Finally have you back.
Yay.
Here in,
yeah, you guys don't have to clap or anything,
Orlando.
Assholes.
Orlando! Come on, Orlando! Shut down SeaWorld, Orlando. Come on. So, also joining us for its first appearances all the way, the rest of the way. So let's talk first to Esther Koo, everybody. You know her. You know her from Girl Code and the Jack McBrayer and
Triumph
show.
Hi, Doug.
And the Jim Gaffigan show. You were on that.
Yes.
Yeah. And you were at Harry Potter World today.
I was.
I saw you there.
I saw you there.
Yeah, yeah. And
great story, guys. Yeah. Just top notch.
True story, bruh.
But we also we did some time in Simpsons World and skated through Dr. Seuss Land. Hung out in Marvel territory
for
a bit.
We caught in line.
No, we didn't.
Yeah, because
when?
Your fans like got
oh,
you
oh, that's
high.
True. There was one long line. There was kind of a long line to get into the let's get the shit to Gringotts or whatever it's called. Last train to Gringotts. And there was a bit of a line for that one.
And we just never made eye contact with the people behind us after we cut them. That's
well,
the,
no,
that's
but it was friendly. It was friendly cutting.
Cut
when two people invite two other people to stand with them in line, it's not that big of a deal.
It was weird.
And then immediately regret it.
Yeah. No, but it was fine. It was fine.
I wonder if they're here.
They're the only people that recognize me all day long, and it was funny because the guy was wearing a tie-dye shirt. So it's like, of course that guy's going to recognize me. Yeah, thanks for going with me to that place today. That was a fun time.
Yeah, that was fun.
Yeah. Dropping donuts.
Just epic storytelling. too good.
It was that kind of day, though, where everything went pretty smoothly, so there isn't, like, a story out of it.
No, I think I have, like, a mini concussion from all the rides we went on.
We went on a lot of rides.
Because we had the express thing, and everybody's in school, so it's like...
Your problems
you know,
are so real.
I mean, it was crazy, man. It was like the express lane was slowing us down. It was only rich people there today.
You guys know what I'm talking about, right?
Yeah, no, everybody loved her hat. She had a great hat on. It was a good time. Oh, I forgot to mention this at the top of the show, and then I'm going to introduce our third guest.
You can wait,
sweet.
Yeah, just hang on a second. Chris, Boston is my next stop, where I'm going to be doing Doug Loves Movies this Saturday at 4:20 at the Wilbur Theater. And then I've got stand-up shows all next Sunday through Wednesday, Providence, Hartford, Richmond, and Virginia Beach. Doug Loves Movies for all my tour dates and deets. And a round of applause, please, for another first-time guest, Chris Crespo, everybody.
Hey, how's it going, guys? How are you doing?
Sweet. He is a film podcaster as well, and has a Twitter account to match, right?
Yes, Crespo Diso.
Crespo Diso.
Crespo Diso.
As in cinema, Crespo Diso.
Yes, sir.
It's very, very sophisticated name.
Very catchy, very easy to remember.
There's too many letters in that.
That's why it doesn't fit on Twitter. I had to go with just Crespo Diso. Drop to cinema.
Did you ever see Why Don't You Play in Hell or Go Play in Hell? I don't know the exact title.
Doug just made up this movie to insult you.
Why don't you go get hit by a car?
Have you ever seen Chris, Can You Fuck Yourself Right Now?
Missed that one. Missed it.
Oh, well, if you ever get a chance to check it out, it's like a kung fu version of, it's like a tribute to Cinema Paradiso, but from the sort of a more of a Tarantino kung fu kind of angle.
I'm totally in for that. That sounds amazing.
Yeah, it's neat. It's just another movie about a love of cinema, but in this case, it's a love of, you know, extremely violent cinema.
Right up my alley. Perfect.
And it's super awesome. And
now we just need the title.
How often do people, you have a co-host on the podcast?
Got a fellow named Drewster Cogburn who helps me out with the show.
Oh, so we got some fans here in the audience.
Yeah, a couple of Drewster Cogburn fans. Yeah,
yeah. Yeah. People don't know which movie pun they like better so far. Cinema Crespo Diso or that other one you just said a few times.
This happened.
Rooster
That's half the show. That's all we just sit around.
Rooster McMurtry.
Yeah. That's what we do.
Brewster's Millions.
Brewster's Millions. Oh, that's a good one.
Yeah, there you go.
Drew, write that down.
Write it down, Drew. Drew it on a piece of paper, draw.
Is that why you call him Drewster? Now I get it. It makes more sense now.
It all
okay.
makes sense. And Chris, what'd you bring for the prize bag?
Well, on our show.
First time out on the show.
Whenever we have a guest on, at the end of the show, I give them a swag bag. And it's always a whole
That's
bunch
nice.
Of it's always a bunch of cheap crap. The value of this bag comes out to about $8. And that includes the bag, as a matter of fact.
So the bag is
nice
actually
bag.
Pretty nice.
Yeah.
It's only $1.
The
like
bag's the best
like
part of your prize.
That's pretty sweet. It's a sweet bag. I got the movie The Pink Panther.
Which one?
With Steve Martin.
Oh.
Yeah.
I got Orlando City Magnets, because I had a few extra of those. I got these Groucho Marx glasses, three-pack, so fun for a whole family. I got a lollipop that looks like a superhero. Check that, it looks like a superhero. It's got a cape and everything.
It looks like it's been in your pocket for a week.
Oh, I've had this for a couple months now, as a matter of fact. There's a candle
Tell
in here.
Tell me about the necklace.
You should give away that necklace.
Off in 15 years.
That you shower with.
They're not getting the necklace. But they are getting a candle that's a Caribbean oasis scent. I'm not sure what that scent is.
He hasn't taken his necklace off in 15 years.
Don't point at him. He's a person.
And I'm sitting right here. There's a dollar in here signed by Drewster Cogburn and some Cinema Crespo Diso stickers. And
why would I want Drewster's signature?
Thank you very much.
Show him some respect while he's going through his bag.
Cut me down.
Just let the man sort through his bag in peace.
Sort through my shit.
It's his first time on the program. He's not a comedian.
No.
You're doing...
People, remember that. I am a film critic.
You're doing so good.
Thank you. Oh, give me something to criticize and I'll do it.
I think I just broke your candle.
That's not my candle. It's someone's... One of these people's candles.
Somebody else's
Don't
problem.
Reach into the bag too quickly.
Bag's on my hands. It's not my problem anymore.
I love it. Esther?
Yeah.
Esther Koo?
I brought a...
What'd you bring?
I brought something
it's
for the...
big.
For the prize bag.
I know. I offered to help carry it, but she insisted that she trudge it over here.
All right. So I
look
got,
at that.
Jesus Christ.
I made a gift basket because your fans are always so nice and always offer me weed when I'm on the road. So I just want to give back to the Doug Benson fan community with a gift bag, and I have a couple movies in here. Have you guys seen Smiley Face?
Yeah, with Anna Faris.
Anna Faris gets high on weed brownies.
Sure.
That's like a, you know, I have Mr. Popper's Penguins in here. I'll tell you why. Because...
Oh, there's a reason?
Okay, because I got to be like a featured extra for 1 second with Jim Carrey, and I made eye contact with Jim Carrey, who is my comedic hero.
And then what happened?
Nothing.
Boring.
Okay, I also have Titanic in here because
well, there's a movie for every mood in there.
So I brought Titanic because I remember when this movie came out, the pastor at my church told us not to go see it because Hollywood spent millions of dollars on a movie and they should have given that money to God, he said. So
he has a point.
I left the church and fuck it, I could watch Titanic whenever I want. And so can you.
No, Titanic... Titanic was kind of worth all that money, but like all these political campaigns that are going on now for hundreds of millions of dollars, why not give that to the poor? Like, what is wrong with our country? It's very weird. But she also included a bunch of candy in this bag.
Well, I also have one of my T-shirts that I tie-dyed. It's called Fisting the Night Away T-shirt in here.
They're really cute, you guys.
Yeah. That's my parody song of Sam Cooke's Twisting the Night Away. Fisting the Night Away. So, yeah.
Now it makes more sense.
And then I also have another T-shirt that, and it arrived after I made the gift basket, so I have to, it's kind of like lying out here. This is a T-shirt for my new podcast, Coup and the Gang.
Brand new podcast.
Yeah.
Like, how many episodes have you done?
I've done 2 episodes.
There you go. It's already got a shirt. My show still might not have it. No, we have a shirt. Well, thanks for bringing all... You can pass that down, too, the shirt, unless you want to wear it on your knees.
No, that's okay.
All right, cool.
I'll bear my scars.
Thank you for bringing all that stuff. And, oh, you can pass the bag down, too, I guess.
Yes.
They're going to need that. Somebody, I was saying this backstage, someone's going to wander out of here with like 4 bags and just look homeless. We'll try to get you a cart to put them all in. Matt, what's in your probably the nicest of all the bags?
Will you hold my drink? You are nice.
You
thank you. I'm going to get that back from you. Don't drink it. I brought a slap koozie, Cigar City Comedy. Yeah, you slap it around your favorite ice cold beverage.
That's just fun to do.
Yeah, you know. I brought a sticker from a brewery in Asheville. I was just at the Asheville Comedy Festival and I got it for free. And this is the real cool thing. I met, when me and Doug went to Charlotte, I met a guy who makes t-shirts and he sends me free stuff. So I'm going to plug him. It's called Ink Floyd, and he sent me a shirt with Richard Pryor with bloodshot eyes. Yeah.
He's high.
It's super cool. Oh, he's super high. So that's all I've got. Hopefully that guy sends me more free shit.
Yeah, well, that was good. This is a nice collection of stuff that somebody's going to win tonight. Congratulations, somebody.
Oh, my drink. Oh, thank you.
I think it's going to be somebody who has lights on their sign.
You think they're going to win?
It's a name tag, not a sign.
Okay, sorry.
To you.
But they're big.
You think you're going to pick that one? Is that what you're saying?
I didn't know the name tags were going to be so big.
Right?
Yeah, but I love it because I have bad vision.
You thought they're going to have actual name tags like on their chest, like little
right.
ones?
Right. And I was always like impressed with your guys' like ability to read them.
So this is a comedy podcast.
Oh, we got plenty of comedy coming. But I want to talk to the... I want to talk to the film critic here with us, Chris. What's the last movie you saw that you could recommend?
Last movie I saw.
It's a rough time of year, right?
No, actually, local art house.
We're starting to get into art house stuff.
Yeah, showing the good stuff. So I saw the documentary Best of Enemies.
Oh, that's terrific! Yeah,
the Gore Vidal William F. Buckley documentary. Mm-hmm. Great stuff. Very interesting. Also saw another movie that's all conversations. The End of the Tour. I saw that a week ago.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, great movie. See, a couple people have seen it. A few people have had a chance. Very good movie.
The director of that film was a guest on the show a few weeks ago,
which is pretty awesome because I guess he's a good director.
He's good.
Yeah, Spectacular Now. Spectacular Now. Yes.
Yeah.
That was my whole review.
And.
Didn't have much time.
And he also did that one about the drunks.
Smashed.
Yes.
Yeah, he's good. Yeah. And the end of the tour might be the best one. I really, really enjoyed the hell out of it. And there you go.
All right, cool.
Cool.
Esther, have you been to the movies lately?
I have been to the movies.
What'd you see? Minions?
I love the Minions. Minions have the cutest butts.
They do. When they're naked,
when
they
they're
really
like
have interesting,
around the screen.
Anatomy,
yeah.
Weird.
I saw Batman, the original from 1989. You guys see that?
That's not the original.
Wait a second. Adam West.
Adam West is
Adam
the original.
Adam West is crying somewhere. But you mean the first time Michael Keaton played the part?
The Jack Nicholson was a Joker.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's your favorite one?
Yeah.
Okay.
Jack Nicholson laughs in it.
Sure.
You know, he's like evil in it.
Yeah. That Jack Nicholson laugh.
Right.
Yeah.
Matt, you want to do it?
You should check out. No. If you have you seen The Shining?
No.
You would love it.
Oh my God.
You would love it.
I've never seen The Shining.
Oh yeah, he laughs it up good in that one. A lot of his characters like to laugh it up. He's a good laugher.
Oh my God, I'm going to watch every Jack Nicholson movie from now on.
Is that the only Jack Nicholson movie you've ever seen?
You know he doesn't normally have all that makeup on.
The Departed is fantastic.
He doesn't usually play Prince on a boombox. Yeah, he's not like Kiss. Matt, what about you? Have you been seeing anything lately?
My girlfriend planned a date for us on Monday because we were both off of work, and she took me out for a nice dinner, and we went to drinks, and then she was like, "What movie do you want to see on our date?" And I was like, "Motherfucking Straight Outta Compton," and it was amazing. It was so good. It was really fantastic. The guy who plays Eazy-E, I don't know his name, something Mitchell. He should be nominated. He did so great. He was amazing.
I like that guy a lot. Like he. Between the way the story was told and his performance, like Eazy-E was strangely the person in that group I kind of knew the least about.
Yeah.
But there's so much more to know about him than I certainly did. So, and that guy's really likable.
He was so good.
And that's the thing is I always kind of just took Cube's side. I always just sort of thought Eazy-E
I always wondered
was
where
villain.
You were coming from on the NWA beef. Now we can really get into this.
I mean, when they splintered, I just sort of thought it was Eazy-E's fault.
No,
somehow that came through in the press, and it wasn't really his fault. It was his, here's the thing I learned from movies
Paul Giamatti's
this year.
Fault.
Is That's what I learned from movies this year.
It's Paul,
Giamatti is managing
fault.
Your band. Shit's going to be fucked up. He's the last guy you want around your band because he's up to no good all the time. And I haven't seen San Andreas yet, but I bet you the earthquake was his fault. We didn't even go. Esther was kind of, she was kind of interested in the Twister attraction over at Universal, but I was just like, it is so old ass. Like
the windy room.
I do not know why that thing is still there. There's a sign that said 10-minute wait. Like who's even?
You know what?
they had a fast pass lane. Like, who wants? I gotta get in there quicker than.
You know what they did have, though? They had that Straight Outta Compton truck where, like, guys just freestyle rap.
They had a Straight Outta Compton food truck.
I was like, is it a ride where you do a drive-by? That'd be awesome. I would ride that.
Here's your taco. Bang, bang.
So it's tacos. Straight Outta Tacos.
Yeah, yeah.
It was a fun ride. I got AIDS on it, but it was great.
Matt, that's what's called leaving no room left on the table for riffing on that particular. Once you jump right to AIDS, it's over.
Spoiler alert.
I knew that part of his story, but I didn't know it was that, the kind of AIDS where you
I
just
kind
of cough every once in a while, and then you're dead.
2 weeks later, you're dead. Happened fast.
Yeah, it was quick. It was quick, but a lot happens. A lot happens in that movie, and it's
they're already planning
to do a sequel.
Really?
Yeah, they want to do more of the Suge and Tupac stuff.
The Death Row story.
Oh.
Snoop Dogg, yeah, all that stuff.
Mm, okay.
Which is also a very, very interesting story that Snoop Dogg went from, like, you know, potential convicted murderer to singing with Katy Perry in the halftime show.
It's the American Dream. In action.
I don't know if he was on when she was on the Super Bowl, but that sounded accurate. Seemed ballparkish.
You can see him at a Super Bowl.
Seemed like it could happen. Yeah, he did do that song with her that one time. And I think she sang that song at the Super Bowl. More great stories. It just never ends. I'm trying to think of the last movie I saw, and it was probably on my Netflix. This wasn't the last one I saw, but has anybody seen Creep?
That was good.
That's a fucked up movie.
That was crazy.
That's really fucked up, that movie.
The ending is fantastic.
All the way through, it's fucked up. It never stops being fucked up.
They're making it a trilogy.
Very accurately titled, Creep.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I recommend you check that out if you...
Is that Bill Cosby's new special?
Don't if you...
Zing.
Taking him down a
peg or two. I haven't seen it.
I want you to come to my house in the woods. And film me talking to my young child because I'm dying of the tumor in the brain.
That was good.
All right, so this is a good time for me to say, let the games begin. Of course, we got some fantastic name tags, as discussed earlier in the show. Esther likes things that light up. So don't forget to light up your signs and name tags.
Doug loves cookies, question mark?
Some people only have them on, like, paper.
Yeah, some people only use paper, that's right.
Some people use many different mediums,
but...
You know? I like that.
Some people yell your name a lot.
Apparently.
All right, so...
How do you know my name, you creepy bastard?
Well, they decide who they're going to play for. We'll take a quick commercial break. We'll be right back.
Once again, this episode is brought to you in part by Squarespace. Our friends at Squarespace. Building a website can be tough, and even if you do know your way around coding, creating something that looks good and works well is a time-consuming affair. Whether it's for a business site, a portfolio, a restaurant, or whatever else, in this day and age, you probably need one anyway. Well, lucky for us, Squarespace makes it easy to build beautiful websites without breaking a sweat. Squarespace provides simple, powerful, and beautiful websites that look professionally designed, regardless of skill level. No coding required. Not only does Squarespace provide you with intuitive and easy-to-use tools to create your website with, Squarespace also has state-of-the-art technology powering your site to ensure security and stability. And you know you can trust in Squarespace for your website needs when millions of people and some of the most respected brands in the world trust in them too. Seriously, you can't beat the ease and simplicity of Squarespace. Squarespace gives you 24/7 online support and a beautiful website for only $8 a month. You can even get a free domain if you buy Squarespace for the year. So what are you waiting for? Start a trial with no credit card required to start building your website today. When you decide to sign up for Squarespace, make sure you use the offer code Doug to get 10% off your first purchase. And to show your support for Doug Loves Movies, we thank Squarespace for their support of Doug Loves Movies. Squarespace, build it beautiful. All right, one more thing before we get back to our show. It's also brought to you in part by the good people at DraftKings. Your season-long fantasy football lineup is locked in and ready for action, but you don't have to wait until week 16 to get paid. Put your fantasy skills to the test starting Sunday at DraftKings.com, America's favorite one-week fantasy football site, where you could kick the season off by winning $2 million. It's the biggest fantasy football contest ever. $10 million in prizes are up for grabs, including $2 million for first place and $1 million for second. One-week fantasy means no season-long commitments. It's fantasy football on demand. Play where you want, when you want, with the players you want, and turn your love of football into a life-changing payday. Just pick your players, pile up the points, and pick up your cash. That's it. You've never experienced football like this. This isn't fantasy as usual. This is DraftKings. Welcome to the big time. Hurry to DraftKings.com now and use the promo code MOVIE to play for free for a shot at $2 million in the one-week millionaire maker. Enter MOVIE for free entry now at DraftKings.com. That's DraftKings.com.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
This episode is brought to you by Philo. Do you love TV? Do you love saving money? Then Philo is your solution. Philo has shows, movies, and live TV for just $25 a month. You can even try it for free with their 7-day free trial. No contracts, no commitments, no hassles. Just a better way to watch TV. Never miss a minute of shows like the hit docuseries Where is Wendy Williams? Or classics such as Friends. If you can't get enough TV, then there's no better way to watch. Philo has more than 70 channels like BET, MTV, and AMC. And the best part? You can try it yourself with their 7-day free trial. Sign up today at philo.tv/poppods. That's philo.tv/poppods to get 50% off your first month.
All right, we're back. Great job, everybody.
People are just throwing stuff on stage, man.
Someone just threw donuts at us.
Yeah.
And like a pooper scooter.
I would pick the donuts, but I don't feel like we can throw them in here.
I don't think, yeah, they're even like white powdered donuts.
Yeah, that would make a big mess.
That would just make a big mess, but thank you for the sentiment.
He has, I see
Underhand
donuts
it.
Over there.
More donuts.
Oh, no. Sir,
yeah, what are
the
these
donuts.
Over here? These are Krispy Kremes.
Oh,
so
my God,
many donuts.
This is the part of the show where we get diabetes. Cookies and donuts.
Got an Amy Adams Target out there.
Hey. Hey.
Oh, they brought a Target. That's pretty fantastic. That's good.
But speaking of Targets, I see that guy had a healthy salad. Not anymore. Chris, do you want to try to hit the Amy Adams Target? You could just take one. I can hold the box. Yeah, yeah. Just try to hit that Target over there.
You gonna frisbee it?
Came in a little low. Does someone else want to try? Esther, give it a shot.
Right, here I go. Come
on over here. Now I got glaze on the mic.
What?
Hit that Amy Adams.
Oh, whoa, whoa. All right.
Why is it I can throw farther than you, Chris?
He's going for finesse. You were going for power.
Yeah.
That right. sign is great. Thank you.
All right. We know what this crowd likes. If there's another lull, I'll go start throwing some more donuts around. We got to see who you guys are playing for, starting with Matt. What's that name tag?
I'm playing for Jason, and he made Jason 20, Jason Takes Orlando.
It's the Jason... I thought the Jason mask. I thought the eyes were cut out, so
I
hold it up to his face.
No.
Next time, maybe.
Maybe.
And so your name's Jason?
I hope so.
The guy you got it from? Are you like... What?
What? Oh, there's a four. Whatever, man. Jason Takes Orlando. Stop yelling at me. I picked your fucking name tag.
I did kind of wonder what the comedic value was in part 20. I mean, there's already been a dozen of them or something, so 20 is not that inconceivable. But 420, now, come on.
Well done.
Bravo. Esther, who are you playing for?
Well, I walked by, and it was very tempting to pick a lot of signs. Sorry, I could only pick one, but I picked Jen, and she has a name tag like Jem. The 80s superstar cartoon character.
Yeah, yeah, there's a new Jem movie coming out.
Looks like shit.
Who's playing her?
I think they got Carol Channing. I like in my head is like, who's an old lady people might still know? So that worked out pretty good. All right, so Jen, but it looks like Jem, and that's why you picked it.
Yeah, it's
okay.
A nice,
great.
It's a nice name tag.
All right, I'll throw a donut at anybody who disagrees. What do you got, Chris?
I got says here Paul Soldiers. Instead of small soldiers, Paul Soldiers. So I'm playing for Mr. Soldiers. It's got a bunch of Cinema Crespo stickers on it, and it says...
Oh, so he's like already a fan of you.
Pick me, Cinema Crespo Diso.
So yeah.
I had to jump on it.
Is he a friend of yours?
Wow,
is this collusion? Oh, bullshit. Shenanigans.
It says... No one else did it.
Someone yelled
the flake. I love how you went from collusion to shenanigans.
Is that the wrong order?
This is nepotism.
I'm just going to say words.
Yes,
bestiality.
Not that word.
Chris does
necrophilianism.
Get to, no matter how it makes him look to the public, he gets to
orgasm.
Pick whoever he wants to play for. Yeah, it's a bold move, you know, but...
First Amendment, yeah.
Sometimes friendship is more important than success. I don't know what I'm saying. All right, we're going to start with a little game that I like to play. I don't even know what that noise represented. It's just kind of just random sounding. We're going to play ABCD's Nuts. And we'll start with you, Chris, and then we'll go to Esther, and then to Matt. And we're just going to... It's just a spelling game. That's why it's called ABCD's Nuts. We're going to spell a word or two. When it's your turn, we'll get to the next letter in the word. You name any movie ever made that begins with that letter. You've succeeded. Match the movie that I wrote down ahead of time, and you automatically win. Whoa. Can't think of a movie that begins with that letter, and you're out. And that's embarrassing. This game is written by children. Which is my nickname for myself when I get high and wrote this down. Come on, children, it's time to write down that ABCD's Nuts game. Let's do it. All right, and we're going to spell, since I think I'm going to go tomorrow, and the wizarding world of Harry Potter is too long, we're just going to spell Disney World. Yay, hooray for it. It's right over there. Maybe they can hear us. I don't know about what Disney's going to be like tomorrow, but Harry Potter was nicely, not just Harry Potter, but the whole Universal thing was nicely pretty empty for a large portion of the day. So I recommend it.
I recommend the water park.
She wanted to go to a water park.
No one cheered. Fuck water. Fuck the element of life.
We prefer going to earth and wind parks. All right. The letter is D. Chris Crespo, name any movie that begins with the letter D.
Dawn of the Dead.
That's a great one. Couple
the
movies.
The original, the Romero
couple
one.
With that title. Yeah, I like that one.
They're both good.
That's pretty good. I went with Days of Thunder because it was filmed partially in Central Florida. Mm-hmm. Yeah. You guys will back me up on that. All right, Esther, any movie that begins with the letter I?
I. Okay, how about Inner Space?
Yeah. I like that one.
That was the one VHS tape we had in our house. That and the Ten Commandments. And Sound of Music.
Where are you from?
My life sucks. North Korea.
I went with a movie called Instinct because it was filmed partially right here in Orlando. That's right. Anthony Hopkins has been in Orlando, you guys. That's pretty neat. S is your letter, Matt.
Sisterhood of the Traveling Pants. Mark it.
Are you sure it's not the Sisterhood of the...
No.
All right.
The audience seems pretty
sure. I'm with you. They are just a sisterhood. They don't... Why do they have to say the? What other four girls are sharing a pair of pants? For my S, I went with, because it was shot in Florida, a little motion picture called Spring Breakers. Spring Breakers. Yeah. All right, we're back to Chris for N. We need an N word from Chris. Just shout.
Whoa, whoa.
Shout an N.
First time on the show.
Word into your mic. Just shout one out. Shout out an N word.
I can't think of an N movie that was shot here, so I'll just go ahead and say it. No Escape. Because I saw that.
No Escape. Okay, sure. That's an N. You're still in it. I went with National Treasure, which, of course, was probably not filmed here. Although I think scenes from National Treasure 2 were filmed here, but in a studio here. It's Disney, exactly. I went with it for that very reason, because it's a Disney movie. E.
I went with somebody that they saw in the preview video when they got here, Pauly Shore. Encino Man.
Yeah. You guys aren't coming back to see Pauly Shore? No. I like Encino Man. I like that movie. I went with Escape from Tomorrow because it was filmed in Disney World.
Oh, man.
Yeah. Why, Matt?
Yes, man.
Oh, okay.
It's not that nice. Calm down.
Big Zoe Deschanel fan back there. You know, Jim Carrey, your favorite was in that.
Your comedic
Esther.
Hero.
Yes. Yeah.
Did you see that one?
No, but
you're supposed
never...
to say yes, man.
Oh.
Oh, you went with Yes
Man. I want to see Jim Carrey as a Joker.
What?
Yeah, in Batman.
He did do that.
He was the Riddler already.
Oh, he was the Riddler.
He doesn't get to be two of them.
Why not?
He doesn't get to ruin two of them.
Wow.
I went with Yellow Submarine for no reason. It's just a good go-to when you need a Y movie. W as in world. Chris?
World, comma, Wayne's. Wayne's World. Because he said, we're all... just not shot at Disney World, but that's
World. Wayne's World. Yeah. I went with Wall-E.
Disney! Ah!
Disney, yeah. You see where this is going.
Working on another level.
Esther O.
O. Oh. I picked... What? What's funny about O? Oh.
It's funny because if you just stopped, that would be a correct answer.
Okay, I'm saving my O for the other O. In case there's another O coming.
Spell Disney World. And then rethink your
stance. Well,
we're
in South Florida. I feel like Cuba has eaten South Florida, so it might be Disney World O. You never know.
You never know.
They're delicious sandwiches.
But you know a movie that begins with O, right?
Oktoberfest. I haven't seen it. I saw it while browsing through Netflix.
It's called Beer Fest.
What?
Someone just got stabbed.
No, he was just reminding us what letter it was.
Oh!
But there was that version of Othello with, what's his name in it? Josh Hartnett. And
Lawrence Fishburne.
Yeah, it was just called O. So, but I'll have to disqualify you for Oktoberfest. I don't know what that is.
It's a movie. Call Leonard Maltin.
Hey, Leonard. Yeah, he's not answering.
I feel like you didn't use a real phone.
You just said call him. You didn't get into the details of what methodology. O is your letter,
oh, shit.
Matt.
Ong Bak.
Whoa. That's trippy.
Step up your kung fu movies. Maybe you'd know what it is.
Oh, what? People want the full title.
You're a dick. Hold on.
Is there more to it?
Yeah. The American release says. Ong Bak, the full title is Ong Bak in its native country of Thailand.
Well, that's what I'm going with, the Thailand one. Boom, suck
it!
When
they released in America, they gave it a subtitle. It's like The Raid. It's like saying the first Raid. You can say The Raid and stuff.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
I like this guy.
Finally turned you around.
He's being logical.
Yeah, I mean, was it the first Raid? Didn't it have like a subtitle?
Only,
like it was the sequel?
Only in America.
Only in America.
And what was it? Resurrection or something?
Redemption.
Extinction. I don't know.
Oh, Ong Bak, Thai Warrior.
They didn't need that in Thailand because they knew he was Thai.
Yeah, they would have called Thai Warrior in Thailand.
Over here, they call it Ong Bak and His Adventures on Earth.
I mean, I can come up with another O if you don't want to count that one.
I'll count it. That's
okay,
fine.
Thanks.
Yeah. I went with Out of Sight, partially filmed in Florida. Chris, R.
Ratatouille. Yeah. Disney's Pixar's Ratatouille.
That's a fun one. I went with another Disney motion picture called Remember the Titans.
No.
That was going to be my answer for R. Damn it, Esther.
Damn you. It's her fault. It's her fault you didn't get insanely lucky. L.
Liar, Liar. Another
Matt
Jim Carrey.
Says, Liar, Liar. Another Jim Carrey. That's a fun
approach. I'm doing
approach.
This for you.
Thank
yeah.
you.
I went with Lethal Weapon 3 because the opening scene is the implosion of the old Orlando City Hall.
Yeah. Yay, explosions.
Such an area of pride for you. And finally, Chris D.
Dawn of the Dead, the remake.
I like that. I like that that worked out that way. It's nice. Nice bookends. I went with a movie called D-A-R-Y-L, Daryl, about a robot boy, I think. Because, of course, it was filmed in Orlando. And that's ABCD's Nuts. We didn't really have a clear winner on that one. It's all good, though. We'll just move on to the next game, and we'll penalize Esther by... Which order did we go in last time? We were going that way, so we'll go the other way. We'll start with Chris, and then we'll start with Matt, then we'll go to Chris. Just watching Matt's eyes dart around. If his beard could point which way I should go, it would. It totally would. All right, and I'd like to do a round of Last Man Stanton, if that's okay. People love this game.
That gentleman is excited.
People are excited to suggest a person that we're going to use. But let me make sure all my guests...
Someone said Abe
Vigoda. Yeah. I could name one Abe Vigoda movie. I'm going to explain to my guests how this game works before we get the name from the audience. So settle down. And... untense up. We're going to get the name of an actor or an actress. I'm going to play along because I think it's fun. And so I'll go second after Matt. And we got to take turns naming movies that person's been in. If you can't think of one, you're out. And it's not the last game of the day, so don't put too much weight on it. It's just more fun times at the Improv in Orlando. Tip the wait staff. Oh, there was a young lady that wrote into me. She was very... The guy that wrote into me just went, damn it. Well, it's really small. My avatar looks a little girly, but I don't think... I don't think he fell for it. No, where's Carly June at? Oh, it's you right there in front. And she's right up front, so this is really... this is perfect. This is a perfect super fan moment. For Carly June, who wrote to me not once, but at least twice. Very stalkery, yes. I've called the authorities. But what's the name of an actor or actress you think we have not played yet, but would be fun to do?
John C. Riley.
John C. Riley. All right.
This is going to be short.
We can do it. We can name a few. I think if I were putting money on a winner, I think I'd put money on someone right now.
I'm Googling to see what he looks like.
Whoa, we got a cheater. Cheater, pumpkin eater.
Well, at least you get to go fourth, so you'll get an idea of what he looks like by the time we get around
that guy.
To you.
Okay.
So, you did get a good look at him?
That guy, he looks like he got in a car accident and never fixed his face.
Oh. That was way worse than my AIDS joke. Way worse.
That was a personal attack.
Maybe.
Or maybe that's just what they picked for his Wikipedia photo.
Yeah, maybe.
Maybe he was making a face.
All right. But stop saying that you just looked him up, because that's like cheating.
Okay.
I checked. She didn't cheat. She didn't cheat.
Oh,
she just looked at the picture.
We got a real strong...
I saw your phone.
Somebody who's very against cheating over there.
She didn't cheat. It's on the level.
That's Kim Davis is vacationing in Florida. The Bible says no cheating. I say no cheating as well. You're right. All right. So stop cheating. And you'll know who he is by the time you hear three other movies that he's been in. Maybe. Because it's your fourth, so maybe you'll figure it out. Matt?
Boogie Nights.
Yeah, there you go. Right out of the gates. That's a good one. I might as well go obvious on it and say Magnolia. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
What's Eating Gilbert Grape?
Ooh. Oh.
See,
play now against
that's...
a film critic.
So now you get it right, Esther. You've seen.
I've seen him on posters.
You know who he is.
Of that movie that called Step Brother.
Oh, whoa.
Full title.
What?
Full title.
Step Brothers.
Yeah.
Thank you, Donut Man. He looks like that sign.
Fucking Donut Man.
He looks like that guy from the giant donut sign.
That's always nice to hear.
Your face is the logo.
You look like a human donut.
You're talking about Lard Lad? The Simpsons?
Yeah, Lard Lad. Sorry.
He's not bad looking for a donut guy.
He's jolly. He's smiling.
All right, so Matt?
Gangs of New York.
Oh, okay. I will say Guardians of the Galaxy. What happened? Did he say one?
He said a big clue.
I didn't hear it. So.
A big clue.
Oh, I didn't hear it.
I didn't hear it, but please don't yell out, audience.
Yeah, guys, come on.
Come on, guys.
Talladega Nights, The Ballad of Ricky Bobby.
Oh, wow. That's a
colon.
Top.
Is Will Ferrell here?
Will Ferrell!
That guy hates
so
Will Ferrell.
Fucking angry about Will Ferrell. Wow. Okay. You got another one, Esther?
I'm going for a wild guess here.
Oh, shit. Strap in, everybody.
Talladega Nights, The White Night of the something.
Wow.
Two.
Wow.
What?
I don't know. Can you, like, guesstimate to the closest movie? You know when you Google something and it says, did you mean? Can you turn that into, like... did you mean? Help me out.
Well, he already said Talladega Nights.
Which I thought, so
you're
there
presuming
must be a
there's
sequel.
A sequel? No.
Why
no,
not?
There's no sequel. Sorry.
Step Brothers 2.
Yeah, full title. Still brothering.
The return of the stepbrother. The stepbrother returns with a vengeance. Starring John C. Reilly. Fuck.
You tried. It was a good try. Matt?
Oh, you guys done?
No more fucking around. Let's go.
Shit.
Here we go. You got it, John C. Reilly, the great John C. Reilly.
I think I'm out, man.
For reals? What? People are so disappointed.
Are my parents here? What the fuck is happening?
Don't worry, we've got a nice participation trophy. What?
A trophy. He's getting his teeth cleaned.
We got a nice participation trophy. I'll say, so you're out?
Can I make a guess?
Okay, sure.
Anchorman, The Legend of Ron Burgundy? I'm hearing some yas.
I don't think so.
Does yeah, he is. He's in the
with
fight.
All with Vince Vaughn
yes.
and everybody?
Yes, he has his own news station. Yeah, I'm still in it. Champion, baby.
I stabbed the door.
He just, whatever Will Ferrell movie
some
I
Some people
think
are
of.
Looking it up and saying he's not in
he's
it.
He's probably in it.
He's only in this. Oh, you're out. What? Anchorman 2.
Shit.
No, I'm not going to do that.
It's okay.
Is he in the other guys?
What? Stop that.
Whoa, it's not even your turn.
You're but out. Yes. You're out for now. Okay.
All right.
So still down to me and Chris, so don't yell anything out yet, you guys. I'm going to go with Chicago. What else you got, Chris?
Hard 8.
Yes, of course. Hard fucking 8. That's right.
Fuck yeah.
I campaigned on his behalf for an Academy Award nomination for this film. It's a little ditty that I enjoy called Cedar Rapids. I like that movie. I'm running out, though. This is tough. I know he's been... Oh, I just thought of one.
Damn it. That's very unnerving when you do that. I'm trying to think of Will Ferrell comedy. Was he in The Other Guys? The Other Guys.
No. I don't think he showed up in that. One that just popped into my head was Never Been Kissed.
Oh, damn it.
Yeah. All right, but Chris is our winner of that game. Good job, Chris. And which one's Walk Hard, the Dewey Cox?
Wreck-It Ralph. Voices. Cyrus.
Days of Thunder.
He was in Days of Thunder?
The aforementioned right. Days of Thunder?
I forgot about that.
Yeah. Oh, Wreck-It Ralph. God damn.
No, it mostly sounds like a lot of wild screaming, guys.
It sounds like a riot from
What's
far away.
What's the name of the Tim and Eric movie? Was he in that? $1 billion movie. Thelma and Louise, really? Tenacious D in The Pick of Destiny. Yeah.
That was the one that broke everyone's heart. Tenacious D in The Pick of Destiny.
I can't believe it. Let's throw some donuts at some people.
Donuts.
Yeah, if you don't mind.
Hold that target back up.
Oh,
you know what time it is.
Over there.
Look at that one. That one is...
I want to hit the cans. The guy who has... he hates cans. Can I hit the cans with a donut?
Before I throw mine, I'm going
to... I think I hit someone in the face.
I'm sorry I hit someone.
Out the face, for sure.
That sounded like donut hitting face.
We should have people sign releases when they come in here.
Nobody can get mad. This is a tribute to Ariana Grande. I'm going to lick my donut before I
throw it. Oh, yeah.
All right.
She bit it.
That's going to be up there forever. It didn't come down.
That's what Ariana Grande did. She licked a donut and threw it into the lighting fixture.
New policy.
It's gonna eventually catch fire and really stink up the place. Burnt donut.
Keep an eye on it. We'll be fine.
Okay, you can put the Amy Adams target down. That's enough with that. Yeah, right. Craziness with the donuts. I don't know how. I don't want to take responsibility for that. For that becoming a thing. Saturday night in Boston, we're in this huge theater, the Wilbur Theater, that has a couple different balconies, and you know they're going to bring donuts, and it's going to get crazy. I'm bringing my donut slingshot.
What
now? The
whole
deal. Somebody gave me a donut.
Bring the donut guy.
A mini donut slingshot. He's not the donut guy.
Leave him alone.
I'm just high.
He's just a guy.
He's just a donut guy to me, and there's donuts on stage. It makes sense.
Did you see the beautiful Douglas Movies cookies that somebody made?
They're so nice.
Got your logo on them.
Yeah, I gotta get some more.
Not Terry.
Is her name on there or something?
Terry.
Okay, Terry. Jesus, sound like you lost a dog.
Laurel!
poor Terry. I hope she comes back. The sign you put up is a really good likeness of her. I think you got a good chance. Yeah, nothing like lost dog humor. Who doesn't have a hilarious lost dog story? So let's move on to something some people hate even more. Let's play Reverse Malton. You guys know regular Leonard Maltin, but this is a new twist on that called Reverse Maltin. And we're going to try it this way. We're going to play three rounds. First person to 2 points wins, so we might play four rounds. I got this. Who won that last game? Did somebody win?
Chris.
Oh, yeah, Chris won. All right, so Chris will go first. And then, well, very good honesty panel. Like, all these people sitting here wouldn't call him on it if he tried to do otherwise. I'll say three movies to Chris. He'll pick the one that he thinks he knows the most names of actors and actresses from the cast of that film. Then I'll tell all of you guys how many people are in that movie. And then, starting with Chris, just like we just did with Last Man Stanton, you have to take turns naming other people in the movie that are listed by Leonard. And if you miss, you're out. And the last person standing with each title gets a point and will play best 2 out of 3 points. Hope that made sense.
Gotcha.
Here we go. We're starting with Chris and going to Matt. Change the order up again. You get to pick between... Which one of these do you think you know the most actors from? Caddyshack, Happy Gilmore, or The Legend of Bagger Vance? Arguably the three funniest golf movies.
Let's go Happy Gilmore.
Good old Haps Gilmore from 1996. And Leonard lists 11 names from the cast of Happy Gilmore. So we'll start off with Chris and just see which ones you can name. Just give us one, any one.
Adam Sandler.
Pretty clever. Pretty clever way to begin.
Just get it off the table.
Yeah, just get that one out of there. Because then we go to Matt. Shh, he's right.
We don't go to me.
This isn't a pub quiz.
Is it? We go to me?
I thought we were moving the order around again.
Carl Weathers.
Okay. Yeah, right? I'm not going to say whether you're right or wrong. Keep it suspenseful. Esther.
Robert Smigel.
Okay, I'm going to say if you're right or wrong. Because I'm sorry, that's wrong.
What?
Good guess, though. I'm sincere. He's been in some movies with him. All right. Back to Chris.
Ben Stiller?
People are confirming that he is indeed in the movie. But he's not one of the 11 listed.
Oh!
So, Matt, you won that round.
Yay!
Leonard,
how is he not listed? He was going to be who I said.
It's crazy, right?
Is Bob Barker on there?
What we really all want to know.
Yeah, Bob Barker's definitely in there.
Okay.
Julie Bowen from Modern Family. Christopher McDonald from the aforementioned Thelma and Louise. Alan Covert, Adam's buddy that's in all of his movies.
Is Richard Klein in there?
No, but Richard Kiel, who played Jaws in the James Bond films, he got listed.
That's what I meant.
He got listed with Ben Stiller. He got listed.
Kevin Nealon.
Yes.
Yeah. And the director, Dennis Dugan.
Wow. Will Sasso was in it, too.
All those people. Dugan.
Yeah. Good job. Matt's on the board with 1 point, everybody. Still trying to figure out the best way to play that game, but I think that that way is pretty fun. I enjoyed that. Let's do another round of it. This time we'll let Oh, we won't let. The person who won the round gets to go first. That's how it works. But then we'll switch the order around. So Matt, we'll go Matt, then Esther. And Matt gets to pick between three films. And which one of these would you like to do? Would you like Pretty Woman, Notting Hill, or Aaron Brockovich?
I don't want any of them.
Which one do you want to curl up with tonight? The nice beer.
I guess I'll go Pretty Woman.
Fire. Pretty Woman. Everybody knows that there were people in Pretty Woman. Leonard lists, the year is 1990. I guess we all knew that too. But he lists 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 names. 10 names. How many? You don't have to say how many. You just have to start naming them.
Do I start?
Yeah, and then we go to Esther.
Julia Roberts.
And then, you snake in the grass. Who else besides Julia Roberts was in Pretty Woman, Esther?
Jason Alexander.
Good pull, it's good pull.
Jerry, your girlfriend's a whore! And she doesn't take traveler's checks.
Who else is in that, Chris?
Richard Gere.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Interesting. Matt?
I've never seen any of those movies. I assume she had some type of whore friend.
She was the whore.
Who was... Kim Cattrall, I'm just guessing.
I've never seen.
She was big in the 90s. What? She was in Big and Big Trouble in Little China. She was in a lot of big movies. Started with Big.
All right, you're out.
All right.
Esther?
Can I get a landline? From the audience? You know that cute girl?
Look him up on Wikipedia.
You know that cute girl who's in Just Shoot Me? She played her friend.
Hey.
Allison, what?
He didn't see the right name anyway.
Yeah, don't she say was it, great don't in say it.
What?
What was her name?
You can't do it that way. You can't turn to the audience and ask for help.
Why not? They're here. They brought
Might
us donuts.
Might as well put them to work.
And we brought them a present.
Bunch of slackers just sitting there watching.
I'm
having their
them.
Drinks.
Let's just do this
but
in the green room.
But that's your guess? Is that lady that was on that other thing?
Allison's on.
No, yeah, that's no good. You're out. Can you come up? You got another one, Chris?
Was Roy Orbison in it? Did he have a cameo?
He
should have gotten a cameo.
Sing the song in the background, right?
Yes.
Pretty Woman.
Yeah,
he sang the song, but...
During the end credits, he pops up on Julia Roberts.
No, he doesn't pop up.
He bought 10 houses with it.
Damn it, Leonard.
Yeah, but that means Chris is on the board. He's got a point, right?
Because I was the last one to get one, right? Oh, man.
Right, weren't you?
If you said Richard Gere, I would have been so fucked, too.
Yeah, but, you know, you were on the right track, Esther. You weren't wrong. Laura San Giacomo.
That's what I said.
So many words, yes. And, you know, it was directed by Gary Marshall, so you got it. Hector Elizondo's always in the mix.
Who wrote On the Way
Gary
to
Marshall,
the Funny.
What's that?
Gary Marshall wrote this book, On the Way to the Funny.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Is it a good book?
He talked about making Pretty Woman.
Doug loves books.
Doug loves books about movies. Yeah, and then a bunch of other... The great comedian Larry Miller was in it. He's the guy in the dress shop. But anyway, we've got two people with points on the board. Esther's the only one that needs to get in the game. That's going to come right back at her. Come on, Esther! Yeah!
Esther the molester.
I've never had a more divided feeling about the audience. Like, some people really want you to win, Esther. And some people very much do not want you to win. Yeah, it's interesting. It's you have instant super fans and
I have
instant
a polarizing
like
effect.
Yeah, you can't. I love it. All right, so we're going to start with Chris, and then it's coming to you, Esther. Chris gets to pick between which one of these you think you know more actors from. Kill Bill Volume 2, Inglourious Basterds,
yeah,
or Django Unchained?
Ah, oh, ooh. Shit got 4th of July up in this bitch.
Let's go with Inglourious Basterds.
All right.
Yeah!
And 2009 is the year. And Leonard lists 13 names from the cast. And I'll just give a hint for everybody, just throw it out right away. Bob Barker is not one of them. Or Ben Stiller. Okay, here we go.
Brad Pitt.
All right, he's opening with Brad Pitt, star of Inglourious Basterds.
Oh, God.
What do you got, Esther?
Uma Thurman.
Nailed it.
Correct. Matt?
Yes.
She played Adolf.
Christoph Waltz.
Yeah, give you bonus points for pronunciation. Christoph Waltz? What's in that motion picture? All right, back to you, Chris.
Diane Kruger.
Oh, nice. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, thank you. Thank
Esther.
Wait, she's still in?
Yeah, she is.
Fuck, I don't want to be in.
Oh, you don't have another one? That first guess was so great, I thought you'd... I thought you'd guess your way to the top. Just think, you know, Tarantino movies.
It's always John a good Travolta. Chance.
Correct, that's correct.
Shut up.
That's correct. Matt?
Michael Fassbender.
Uh-huh. Chris?
Eli Roth?
You.
Yes.
Damn it.
The Bear Jew. Then we go to Esther.
Wild guess here, Philip Roth.
Wait. The writer?
Wasn't he in something?
Tim Roth. I think it's Tim Roth.
Let me double check. No, I'm sorry.
Schindler's List.
Philip
nothing?
Roth isn't in it. Yeah. He was in something. All right, so now you're out.
Oh, it wasn't a big part. Mike Myers.
Yeah.
I'm hoping he's listed.
He is listed.
B.J. Novak.
Yeah. That's right.
His name is B.J. Easy laugh. Easy.
This has been pretty exciting. Let me give a quick recap.
Can I name the director?
I don't know if you can, but it wouldn't help you here. So far we got Brad Pitt, Christoph Waltz, Eli Roth, Michael Fassbender, Diane Kruger, B.J. Novak, Mike Myers. Who else?
Seth Myers? Was he one of the Jews? Wait, that sounded bad. That sounded way worse than I wanted it to sound like. Wait.
Come on, wait, you guys, wait. He's gonna make it not sound bad.
Was he one of those pleasant Jewish people?
He meant one of them Jews.
Did you really think there was a chance he was in it?
Yes.
Okay. It really was an interesting production. He tried to get everyone named Myers in show business to come by and play cameos, dramatic roles.
But no, sorry, no Seth Meyers. That means that Chris lasted the longest and also got another point. So that's 2 points. Chris is our winner for the night.
Awesome. What was the blonde's name?
Sarah Levine. Sarah Levine.
The woman, not the man, you freaks.
Sarah Levine.
Everybody's yelling. No. I'm holding it right in my hand.
The good guy, the good chick who got shot in the leg.
Melanie Laurent.
No, no. The American. The American woman
Diane
who got
shot. Diane Kruger.
Oh, was it? Okay. It's,
yeah. Yeah.
The one who got choked out by Christoph Waltz.
And Daniel Brühl was in there, and Till Schweiger. And
Samuel Jackson listed.
Julie Dreyfus.
Really?
Who's that? And Rod Taylor. Yeah.
Oh, Rod.
Spare the rod and spoil no one.
All right. Well, that was great. You guys want to do one more just for fun?
Yeah. Sure.
We'll just do it just for funyan. And we'll let you pick first, Esther. Ready?
Thanks. I feel like this is a pity pick. Go.
That was pretty condescending.
I mean, you have to pick first, Esther. Okay. I'm forcing you to. From these three films, Sleepless in Seattle, Say Anything, or Singles?
Ooh.
Can
three
I roll
films
the dice
that
again?
Take place in Seattle. Or. So Citizen Dick is the name of the band in the movie Singles. Interesting thing to yell out.
Citizen Dick.
Which pick a movie that any of the movies that we've played in the game at all tonight, not the ones we've played already, but the ones we haven't picked. Was there another one earlier that you wished we'd pick? Was there any with Jim Carrey in it? I don't think so.
Kill Bill.
I didn't say any. Is there any movie with Jim Carrey in it that we've played so far tonight?
Yeah, there was something earlier.
Was there something earlier, like Notting Hill? Or stop suggesting things.
Don't make
things.
Fun of my gift bag.
Caddyshack?
All right, Caddyshack.
All right. This will be fun.
All right.
All right, we'll go to Matt second. So, Esther?
I play this comedy club in New York City, Rodney Dangerfield.
There you go, Rodney Dangerfield.
Nice.
Who I really, every time I see Trump, I think that it's just that character from Caddyshack is running for president. Because in the movie, he's rich. He's always like, everyone shouldn't be so politically correct. He's always saying really horrible things. It really matches up. As soon as Trump shows up at an event, they play, any way you want it, that's... I'm going to be like, fucking, he just stole his whole thing from Caddyshack. If his running mate is a fucking gopher, you guys, we're going to know what's up. Okay, Matt.
Chevy Chase.
Of course. Chris.
Bill Murray.
Mm-hmm. Back to you, Esther.
Fuck. Mm-hmm. If you are brought a name tag with somebody who's in the movie, please hold it up.
Oh, that would that would help you if that would happen to be true.
First name as your name.
Quit trying to figure out ways to cheat. It's tough to come up with another name out of this bunch.
I guess I'll just have to guess.
I have to agree. Yeah, please.
Norm McDonald.
Why are you yelling out names? Who's next?
Yeah. No. Is Kevin Bacon in it?
No. Do you
I'm
have
thinking of Footloose,
Chris?
Again.
I was going to say it's Ted Knight, but then that dude yelled and took my answer.
I know.
That's my
out.
Answer.
She's no fun.
After Ted Knight, there's that girl that with the bad Irish accent and the dude. Mm-hmm. And Brian Doyle Murray.
Yes!
Yeah!
Yes!
Just had to go through it. Sweet.
Yeah. There was Cindy Morgan was the hot blonde chick, lacy underalls, and Scott Colomby was the kid in the red shirt that looked like Chachi.
The tough guy.
Chachi guy. Michael O'Keefe was the Noonan, and Noonan. Be the ball. Was Chevy Chase funny in that? What happened? All right, so. let's go through and pass me your name tags for the shitheads for the end here. And what do you got to plug, Matt? Matt Fernandez, everybody. What do you got to plug, dude? Let's hear it for him.
Oh, I wrote them down because I knew I'd forget. Saturday, September 19th, I'll be at the Laughing Derby in Louisville doing 3 shows. September 24th through the 27th, I'll be at Side Splitters in Tampa with April Macy. October 3rd, I'm doing the side stage on the Oddball Comedy Festival in Tampa. You can see all my dates at mattfernandezworld.com. And you can follow me at fatmernandez on Twitter. Not like in life.
Side stage at Oddballs, he just finds a box and stands on it.
Yeah, it's just me.
Just finds a garbage container or something. Chris Crespo, what do you got? Obviously, your podcast.
Cinema Crespo Diso, please check it out. You can check it out at chriscrespo.com, iTunes, Stitcher. Follow me on Twitter at IamChrisCrespo. And can everyone do me a favor? Please help save my friend's life and go to kidneyforkevin.com.
Whoa, really? Kidneyforkevin.com.
Kidneyforkevin.com. Just check it out. Read the story. If you even donate a dollar, that would be amazing.
Yeah, go there first before you go to DraftKings.com.
Spend those dollars wisely.
There's no rush. DraftKings isn't going anywhere, but they do have $2 million for someone to win.
They got Ed Norton doing their voiceover in the commercials, man. They're fine.
Oh, that's who's doing that?
Yeah. See, it's one of the draft freaking things. Yeah, kidneyforkevin.com, chriscrespo.com. Thank you very much. Appreciate it.
Don't talk so fast. But good job, man. Thanks for being here.
Thank you.
And where's the person you were playing for?
Paul.
Where are you at, Paul?
Paul's over there somewhere.
You got to come start getting this stuff. All of this is yours. I mean,
wait, what about my plugs?
I'm going to do it. What are you, crazy?
Good luck following the kid who needs a kidney.
I decided to make sure they get given out. That big bag you brought, Esther, got everything fit in there. Great job.
Nice job.
Congratulations. What was his name again?
Paul.
Paul.
Paul Soldiers.
Did you give him his name tag back?
Oh, no. Does he want his name tag back?
Do you want it back? Paul Soldiers, everybody. One more time for Paul Soldiers.
Thank you.
Esther Koo, what do you got coming up?
How do they know to make their name tag so big? I would bring a small one.
Well, now you know.
But yeah,
there's an Asian joke in there somewhere, but I'm going to step right over it. I'm going to ignore it because it's low-hanging fruit, and I'm not that guy.
Be that guy.
Yeah, there totally is an Asian joke in there. Asians always go for those kinds of jokes.
I was literally asking, but I'm being in Miami September 12th. I'm performing at a hair salon in Wynwood. Called Junior and Header. September 17th, I'm at Joker's Wild in New Haven, Connecticut. On September 19th, I'm at University of Massachusetts Amherst.
Really, you give out college dates? Like, you, what do you want? Just people listening to this just crash that college?
Yeah.
Go check you out.
Be the creepy adult, and then you can find my podcast, Coup and the Gang.
Coup and the Gang, brand new podcast.
iTunes.
Check it out. I'm going to be on it soon, I think. I'm doing 2 shows in Tampa on October 29th and 31st. 31st, of course, being Halloween. So we're going to do it at Douglas Movies at 420 on Halloween in Tampa. So come on out to that, you guys, if you can. Orlando, what a great crowd, am I right? Good job. One more time for Mav Fernandez, Esther Koo, and Chris Crespo. Now, I don't know who this second one is, but I think it's going to be someone that's going to rile everybody up, so I'm going to say it second and hope that that is a successful formula. As always, no FX is a shithead. I mean, I know they're a band. Didn't know they were a shithead till now. Now it's fact. And do you recognize that name? This might just be a personal grudge.
A vendetta.
Where is Jason? Where are you at?
Yeah.
Is this a personal thing?
Yeah, he's not here tonight.
So he's not even here tonight. All right. I thought it might be like a local politician and everyone would go, boo, and I'd be like, yay.
Yeah, like a Rick Scott guy. Is that easy?
Yeah. All right. I know how to fix this. Greg Scraper and Rick Scott are a shithead.
One more time, today's episode was brought to you in part by DraftKings.com. 1 week fantasy football at DraftKings means every moment could take you closer to a life-changing payday. Play when you want and pick a new team every time. Use promo code MOVIE to play for free for a shot at the $2 million top prize in Sunday's $10 million Millionaire Maker. Only at DraftKings.com. $10 million Millionaire Maker. That's not easy to say. But you know what is easy to say? DraftKings.com. Go now. DraftKings.com.
Now it's time for Doug to watch another talkie. Eyes of Gold is viewing prowess makes him cocky.